From Cadmus to Crisis. Sis. Hello, guys. Hey, man. It's been 1 week since we, and about a year since, I'm sorry. Hey, you know, like, sometimes life happens, and, life inevitably did happen. I had to move, and then, like, I had to get divorced, because, like, my wife bought a bunch of horses. Well, that's essentially correct. Anyway, David's been up to a bunch of stuff too, so like there's been some life changes on, blah, 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 blah. We're not saying we're sorry. These are just the facts. This is what happened. So, yeah. And I mean, it's not like you're really paying us or anything. And then like, yeah, so get off my nuts, all right? But okay, to get the podcast back up and running, basically David's one responsibility for the entire podcast is to tell me what books I need to buy. And literally, he just has to remember what issue of Superboy we're on, and then, like, figure out if there's any crossover stuff, and then I, like, just hop on Amazon or whatnot and order those books, and then we do them. Beyond that, like, that's about that. I'm the guy that has to drive all the way to David's house to do these podcasts, so, like, I'd rather do them, like, over the net, so, like, we had two different channels, so that, like, if someone starts dropping C-bombs, you know, just start saying, cunt, behind, like, a really good read that the other person is doing, I can go in and, like, enhance the cunts. welcome back, gentlemen, thanks for, joining me back. I didn't mean to, like, give you a little earbud cock tease here with a little Superboy podcast. That's not what's going to happen today. I'm not going to read any Superboy stuff, but I will let you know that I do have one more just sitting on my computer here ready to edit, so I'm going to get around to doing that sometime this week, and that is a promise from me to you. Get on the horn here and harass David and tell him that he needs to truck just went past my apartment, that I should probably do this with the window closed. Anyway, get on the horn here, tell David to figure out which books we need to do, and then, like, I'll get off my ass and edit that one podcast, and then we should be squared up and ready to go for, I think we're almost, like, I want to say 20% done with the series anyway, so, like, we only have 80% more to go. That's kind of crazy, like, with our lackluster performance over this past year. But, you know, if you're still out there, you're still listening, drop us a line, say hi. If you record like an MP3 message that you would like on the show, you could send that to, my email. You could send it to andrew.wintermeyer@gmail.com, andrew.wintermeyer, and Wintermeyer is spelled winter, like the season, M-Y-E-R. You know, that's really, I don't know, I can't really think of anything else to really say here. We did say cunt 7 times, so yeah. Get at us.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized I saw my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it now and watch a hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss. I like the sushi, cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Kampfer's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a fake out like a stinking ache and shake out like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go, cause it's so dangerous you'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but I'm only too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
Giant.
China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the Smoky Man's in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Sting, I'm tantric. Like Snickers, guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny enough just so my irons aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause the cartoonist got the boom anime babes to make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard enough to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your arms to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what could we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me, cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. But my stadium home of the Robbie.
One. It was a bright cold day in April and the clocks were striking 13. Winston Smith, his chin nuzzled into his breast in an effort to escape the vile wind, slipped quickly through the glass doors of Victory Mansion, though not quickly enough to present a swirl of gritty dust from entering along with him. The hallway smelt of boiled cabbage and old rag mats. At the one end of it, a colored poster, too large for an indoor display, had been tacked to the wall. It depicted a simply enormous face, more than a meter wide. The face of a man about 45, with a heavy black mustache and a rugged and ruggedly handsome features. Oh, shit, that's where the sentence ends. That's fucking weird. Alright, hold on, how's that go? It depicted an enormous face, more than a meter wide. The face of a man about 45, with a heavy black mustache and a ruggedly handsome features. The Winston? God damn it, you're bad at reading out loud. God! Winston made it for the stairs. It was no use trying the lift. Even at the best of times, it seldom was working. And at present, the electric current was cut off during daylight hours. It was part of the economic drive in preparation for Hate Week. The flat was 7 flights up, and Winston, who was 39 and had an ulcer, he had a thing above his right ankle, went slowly resting several times on his way. On each landing opposite the light lift shaft, the poster with the enormous face, oh god damn it, fucking British people. On each landing opposite the lift shaft, the poster with the enormous face gazed from the wall. It was one of those pictures which are contrived so that the eyes follow you about when you move. Big Brother is watching you. The caption beneath it ran. Inside the flat, a fruity voice was reading out a list of figures which had something to do with the production of pig iron. The voice, no, really, it said pig iron. That's not me. That's like literally, I don't know what pig iron is. Anyway, so the voice came from an oblong metal plaque, like a dulled mirror, which formed part of the surface of the right-hand wall. They're saying flat screen TV, basically, like, on dimmer mode. Okay, so like, he's gonna get to it, like, you can't turn these things off, they're always on. You can, like, turn them down and dim them, but, like, they're always on. Which is stupid, because, like, they don't always have to be on, like, in, like, you know, physically on mode, like, the camera part of this thing that watches you, like, could have been on, and they could have shut these things off, you know, sleep, but, he's gonna get to that later, and it's not really resolved, and they are going to call these things, say view screens, but we'll get to it. So Winston turned a switch, and the voice sank somewhat, though the words were still distinguishable. The instrument, the telly screen, that's what it was called. Now, this isn't, it's called 1984. All right, I guess he only lived till 1950 and probably wrote... All right, fair enough. But he called flat-screen TVs, so, I mean... Good on you, George Orwell. This has been Drew Wintermeyer tries to read 1984 out loud. I swear to God, guys, I don't stutter as much like when I read inside my head. But maybe I do. Maybe you want to think I'm a clown. And maybe I am a clown. Am I a clown? I'm not going to finish this book. Not in this episode. I just felt like you guys deserved more than like 3 minutes of me telling you why we weren't podcasting and that we were going to start podcasting again. So, get fucked.